Good morning.
It's 9:16 on Monday morning. Is it the 27th? 26th? 25th? 24th? I don't know. It's Monday. Currently driving my van en route to North Allerton. With me in the passenger seat is Tilly, aka Snaggletooth. Tilly is a very small Chihuahua come something else in the world mix. Possibly a little sausage, I don't know. But Tilly is a lovely little thing with her bulging eyes and constant confused look. In the back seat, we have Rosie, a doggy teenager, and Molly, all things knowing. In the boot, we have Max, who has a beard, and also Poppy, who is generally scared of men, but otherwise a lovely dog. Yes. We are now going to Mrs. Massey's house in North Allerton to collect Daisy May, aka the ball of fluff. However, Daisy May being an ex-show dog with the Langershaare, we may have a problem with her this morning. Ah, Rosie, good morning. Good morning. You stay in the back. We may have a problem with her this morning because it's drizzling and Daisy May cannot get wet. Why? Because it takes a long, long time and specialist care for her to get dry and fluffy again. So, we will go and knock on the door of Mrs. Massey and we will ascertain whether it's the weather to take young Daisy May, well, she's seven and a bit, out for a walk. So, here we are, driving round the church in Thirsk, just about to go on to the A167, yes, passing the park on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side is the area known as Norby. Make notes. Quite often, there are many, many people in the park, including young teenagers who like smoking, drinking, and taking drugs. Yes. Anyway, Mrs. Wife of me, she is behind in her own little car, and afterwards, she will be driving off to Ripon to her mother's house to look after her mother. Her mother has just come out of York Hospital, having had a stent, I tells you, inserted into an artery in her neck. Because, ladies and gentlemen, she had a blockage in her neck, and as a matter of coincidence, this was only discovered upon the suspected malfunction of a blood pressure machine by a nurse at her doctor. So she was rushed to hospital with the information also that she could have a stroke or heart attack at any moment and be severely disabled or die. So, mother-in-law is back home. She's not particularly well. She's extremely shaken up by the operation for which she was awake. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what that operation consisted of. They made an incision in her main artery in her groin in order to insert a stent on a cable and push it all the way up to her neck. But unfortunately, the artery in her groin, forgive me if I'm wrong, but is it not the thoracic? Could be, I might be wrong. It was too blocked. So, she had it inserted in her left forearm and pushed into her neck. At which point, the forward part of the stent was inflated and which broke up the fatty tissue and then deflated and left in place. So, we are hoping with all our fingers crossed that she does not suffer or die, because it's a possibility. That would be bad. In the meantime, she has been ordered to stop smoking and stop drinking, which is the obvious, but which is also something that I have been telling her for years and years and years. And one piece of information for you is this. My mother-in-law was diagnosed with having Raynaud's disease or syndrome, commonly known as white finger, and she was told it was untreatable. The cause, in actual fact, was a blocked artery, something that was never checked for and subsequently missed. So she could have died because she was not checked out properly. So I urge all of those people who suffer from white finger, go to your doctor, ask for a blood pressure monitor reading in your left and right arm, both. If there is a difference in pressure, like my mother-in-law had, a significant difference in temperature, pressure even, but also temperature, because her left side was colder than her right, then I suggest you push the doctor to carry out further investigation, and it may well lead to your life being saved. So, it is now drizzling heavier. I am driving behind four vehicles. We are going 54 miles per hour. We have grey skies. We have puppies jumping about in the back. A dog has pumped. It smells. I rather think it's Max. And at 10 past 10 today, I have agreed to look after Lacey. A Lacey is a bulldog something else cross, a rescue dog, rescued by a newly qualified veterinary nurse. And I go to stay with her for half an hour for the princely sum of £6. Yes. And yes, so my day is fairly okay. And I better had go. I hope you have a lovely day. Goodbye.